Welcome, dear learners. In previous section, we discussed how a review paper is planned, how a journal is targeted, how article title is planned, how the keywords are used, and how we can write an effective abstract. In this section, we will be dealing with the sections which come after the abstract. We will begin with the introduction. How we introduce our topic. The first section is introduction after the abstract. Introduction, as the name suggests, it deals with what and why. What is the topic actually? And why we are addressing it? These two prime questions must be answered in this section. And the answering strategy depends on the type of review. What and why? And then moving to type of review paper. Type of review paper in the sense, which kind of review you are writing, as we have mentioned in the type of review paper, argumentative, systematic, methodological. So you see what kind of review you are writing and what is expected by the readers in that kind of review. Because you are writing for your readers, always remember that thing. The length, which is the next part, next feature of the introduction, depends on this choice, whether you are writing a mini review or full review. The introduction must be short and concise. Even in the full reviews, it is not more than 1.5 pages when you are writing in A4 pages in double spacing. Because it is just introduction. Don't try to put each and everything here in introduction part. Then next important thing is, no separate headings are there. Introduction must not have any kind of separate headings. Give the importance of the topic. Seek the attention of the readers. Create the interest. Tell the story. Dear learners, I will give you the example of one of my paper published in Expert Opinion on Drug Discovery. This is a journal devoted to review papers only. In this particular article, entitled Techniques for the Discovery and Evaluation of Drugs Against Alopecia, we started the introduction with this line: hair has been recognized as a sign of beauty and a socio-psychologically important component of the human personality throughout the ages. You know, first line is a quite simple line. Hair has been recognized as a sign of beauty. Then we put a specific term here, socio-psychologically important component. By this way, we are trying to seek the attention in the very first line. First, we have to seek the attention. When we grab the attention from the readers, then we develop the interest. And thereafter, we show the importance that what we are actually going to communicate in this paper. So it is about telling a story systematically and in the organized way. You have to comply with the basic principle of cohesion and coherence. You cannot jump from one topic to another topic immediately. This cohesion and coherence we described in detail in our module on English and academic writing. Hope you remember that thing. Now moving to the body of the review paper. The first and foremost criteria, first and foremost thing required is stick to your outline. You will plan this body because it is the main part of your review paper. You will define the headings and define the paragraphs and then will write the sentences for these. And these sentences or these paragraphs should be systematically organized. I will again emphasize on cohesion and coherence here. Throughout the manuscript, it is very important. Your first line should hint about the second line, which is going to come. And your last line of a particular para should indicate what is going to come in the next para. That is called cohesion. And when it is about grammatical aspect, it is cohesion. And when it is about idea level, it is called coherence. So you will have to not only have the good coordination or combination of words and sentences, rhythm of these sentences, not only with respect to the grammatical aspect, but also with the aspect of the idea development. You will slowly move to your focus point. Again, the convergence strategy will be here also. You will start focusing the things to your particular topic and then develop your topic. Remember not to give much of the background here. Start from a particular point from which you can target your focal point quite easily, so that you will have to develop that focal point. You will have to develop that main idea in the body itself. Next important component is critical and coherent study or critical and coherent presentation. Coherent with respect to the idea level. Critical. You will have to be critical. You cannot move in the same tone throughout the review paper. Develop your own voice. Don't just summarize the thing. Synthesize your idea that what you actually want to communicate. That in this scenario, this much research gap. You have to identify that gap which you are going to develop, which you are going to address. So you must have your own voice and develop it properly. So, critical nature, coherent nature, and own voice. Use your own voice. These are the three very important key aspects of developing the body of the review paper. Then, apart from the text, there comes infographics. Infographics are the set of, you can say, it may be figure, it may be table, and blend of things other than the text. So infographics must be used very effectively. Number one, the very first important thing is the quality of the infographic. The quality in the sense that it is providing the information in a concise way, so that the reader can understand it quite effectively and quite easily. This is the aim of giving the infographic. Easy visualization of entire things. Next thing is plagiarism. You will say, how we can say text, in text we have studied the plagiarism. Now in figure also you are saying the plagiarism. Yes, this is the issue. You know, just by copying a figure in a paper, a well-known research paper on stem cell technology was retracted And you know, the author committed the suicide. This has been discussed in the plagiarism module. So don't ever copy the figure exactly until unless you have taken the proper permission. Until unless you have taken the permission to reproduce it, or it is available as an open content or in open access with free license. For that, we have already discussed the thing. Use the advanced filters of like Creative Commons, free to use or share, when you are searching in any platform like Google Scholar or Google Images when you are moving. Or you can use the images of the public domain, like free public domain like Wikipedia, Wiki Images, Wikimedia you can use. And best is you draw your figure yourself. It is the best strategy. And with the help of various inputs in your laptop or in your software package, you can develop very fantastic infographics. The next thing is, after the plagiarism issue, total number. You cannot have the bombardment of figures in the review paper. Generally, in author guidelines, it is mentioned that the maximum figure limit is given there. Sometimes they relax, but excessive use is not allowed. A thing which has already been stated in the text should not be repeated in the figure, and vice versa. Then, after the total number, we move to the placement of these infographics, table and figures. Placement in the sense, you must ensure that where your figure is going to be located into the manuscript. So you give the hint at the end of the sentence when you are addressing a particular figure or going to address, within parentheses you mention figure. Or sometimes it is required that figure one near here, near this point, you mention it. Because in many manuscripts, almost whenever you are writing a manuscript, submitting it, figures are located at the end of the text. One figure in one page when you are submitting it for review. So you have to mention in the text where is the location, where would be the location of that particular figure. And all the related information like legends and footnotes, etc., should be provided in completeness. Then, citation. That citation must be there. That location and citation is related. Sometimes we skip. We have given the figure, but we skip citing it. We have mentioned that, as we can see in the figure, that this is this. Sometimes we state in the review paper that, as we can see in this figure, this trend is going like this. But we haven't mentioned that figure number. So the proper citation of figure in text is very important for easy location and easy identification of the possible location of an infographic. So let me summarize this section for you. We studied in introduction and the body of the review paper in this section. Introduction deals with what and why about the review paper. It answers what and why, what we are going to address and why we are addressing it. Make it short and concise without any paragraph. Develop your idea. Seek the attention. Create the interest. And give your idea why you are going to address a particular problem. And maintain the cohesion and coherence. And same holds true in the body of the paper. Cohesion, maintaining cohesion and coherence is very important. Gain here. sentence to sentence and paragraph to paragraph, that cohesion and coherence is very important. Then body should in good tune, it should be in good tune with the defined outline. Develop the idea as per the outline. It should have quality infographics in optimum number. We will deal with the rest of the aspects in the next section.